Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good. Amen. All the time, God is good. Well, I have a question for you tonight. What are you believing God for? I want you to just think about that for a minute. What are you believing God for tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we've been talking about the prophecy that Jerry Savelle gave, that the Lord spoke to him for 2018 to the church. And so I want to begin by reading that tonight. And keep in mind, the title of my message tonight is, You're a Winner. Amen. That was a little weak. Didn't sound much like a winner. So let's try it again. You're a winner.
Amen.
Praise God. That was very good. Praise the Lord. Okay. Days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough. And I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been faithful and loyal to him, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we can lift up our hands tonight, and we can lift up our voices tonight, because we know that our God is faithful. Amen. And he's faithful to his word. He keeps his promises. Amen. And he is a good God, a mighty, awesome God, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And God sees you as a winner tonight.
Yes.
You might not see yourself, or you know, you're fighting all these thoughts of the enemy, and the enemy tells everybody at some time or another that they're a failure, you know, and he'll give you a long laundry list of things that you're not. But God says you're a winner, amen? And as long as we are pleasing to God, then it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, does it? Amen? Because we are out to please our Heavenly Father tonight. And God has given us some promises, not only in this prophecy, but through his word. Amen? And God is a God that goes about fulfilling his promises, fulfilling his word. But sometimes we have a battle. It doesn't always just fall on us just the minute that we start believing him for something. So there is sometimes a period from amen to there it is. And all between that period of time, we have to pull ourselves back into the word, pull ourselves back into the promises of God. Amen. But God says you are a winner. In his eyes, you have already won. You've already won the war. You've already won the battle. You have already conquered. You've already got the victory. You're already triumphant tonight. Amen? That's why he says so we can lift up our hands and we can lift up our voice, because he's already defeated the enemy. Amen? And we're already a winner tonight. Praise God. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. I give you a minute. We haven't been in Deuteronomy in a long time. That's over toward the first of the Old Testament. Amen. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. Says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. We could just stop right there. Amen. He is God. He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. That is good news tonight. Amen. That includes you and that includes me tonight. Amen. He is a God that keeps covenant. He is faithful. He is a faithful God tonight. Let's not forget that we serve a faithful God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. See, we just look at God is so huge that we can't even, it just boggles our mind. We think of everything as right now, right in this instant, but God's time is so he doesn't even have time.
That's right.
You know? He just, it's just so, we just get in this little box. We've got just this time for God to do something. And if he doesn't do it in this time, then we're like, he's not going to do it. It must not be his will. That's not what God wants for me. But God is faithful. Amen? And Deuteronomy 7, 9 in the New Living Translation says, understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his love, his unfailing love, on those who love him and obey his commands. So if you ever wonder, I wonder, does God really love me? Yes, he does. Amen. He is faithful to his word. Amen. And he keeps his promises. And he loves you. He just lavishes his love on you. It's unfailing. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. And I want to say it also, Deuteronomy 7, 9 in the Message translation. It says, God is your God. He is God indeed, a God you can depend upon. Isn't that great to know tonight that we serve a God that we can depend on? Amen? Now, we can't depend on the world most of the time. We might not depend on man because they might fail us. They might disappoint us, you know. We can't put our trust and our faith in man, but on our God whom we can depend on. And, you know, we might not can trust or depend on our job because we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So our trust and our faith and our dependence is on our God who is faithful. Amen. Who does keep promise. Who will never change. A God that we can depend on all the time. 24/7. Amen. Hallelujah. You can always, always depend on God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Forever. We can stand on the word forever. We can trust and depend on God's word forever. It is a sure thing. And now everything in life is shaky. Amen. Just when we get really comfortable, then something happens. Something comes up. And we say, whoa, I can't depend on that. I can't depend on my paycheck. I can't depend on this, but I know I can depend on my God, amen? Because God is always the same, and he stands forever. Amen. The Message translation says in Isaiah 40:8, Our God's word stands firm and forever. So I want to ask you again tonight, what are you believing God for? His word stands firm and forever. Now let's turn to Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. It says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Amen. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. I shall not be moved. What are you believing God for? What expectation have you got? Amen. Are you expecting something? Are you believing God for a certain thing and you're expecting God to come through for you? If you're believing God that you're going to be debt-free this year, then you've got to have a made-up mind that no matter what you hear on the news, amen, doesn't matter what they say about the economy, you're not going to be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Your faith is in your God, the God who you can depend on. If you're going to believe that you're going to be debt-free this year, then you can't listen to those people on your job. You can't be moved by what they're saying. Amen. And so if you're believing to be debt-free this year, you can't listen to your family a lot of times. See, they're not where you're at. They don't know what God has told you. Amen. They don't know what he has said to you. They don't know about his promises. They don't know about what belongs to you. See, you might have gotten a bad report from the doctor. But I know what God's word says. And I'm standing on the word of God. I'm believing God for something other than what the doctor has told me. Thank God for the doctor. I go to the doctor and I take the medicine the doctor tells me to take. But I'm believing for higher. Amen. God's word is higher than what the doctor says. And I'm not going to be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. I use eye drops every day. And when I put my eye drops in my eyes, I say, thank you, Lord. The pressure in my eyes is normal. Amen. By Jesus' stripes, my eyes are healed. Yes. Amen. And if I have to take medicine for something else, I do the same thing. God, I take this medicine for the healing of my body. Amen. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. What I'm saying is mix your faith with what you're doing. Amen. Mix your faith with it. Some people think, well, if I take the medicine, then I don't have faith. No, that is not true. Amen. You have faith that God is going to heal you in your body. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be believing that your children get saved. Well, if I went by my feelings or by what I see in the natural, or if you go by your feelings or what you see in the natural, it might not look like your kids are going to follow God. But I'm believing something higher. I'm believing the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. That my family, my household will be saved. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's faithful to his word. Now, it might not happen when I say amen. I don't know when it might happen. But my position is to believe God's word, to stand on his word, not to be moved, but keep on saying it, keep on speaking it, keep on believing it. Hallelujah. Now, I might be believing God for my finances to get better. But I might look at my checkbook and it might look, woo, bless your heart. But I'm not going by what my checkbook looks like. I'm going by what I believe in my God for. Amen. My God shall supply all my need. Amen. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Last time I heard, he's got a whole lot of riches and glory. Amen. It's nothing for him. We've got to get outside of this hard head. Amen. We've got to stretch our believing. We've got to know that we serve a faithful God. We've got to know that we know that we know that we know. No matter what they say. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like. Amen. God's word is higher. He is the highest authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? So what is your expectation tonight? Amen. When you're believing God for something, it seems like everybody that you run into, everything you turn on the TV, everywhere you turn, somebody is saying the complete opposite of what you're believing God for. And they'll tell you, oh, Sister Lulu had that, and it was just a terrible situation. And Granny so-and-so had it, and it wasn't good at all. And this is how it is. Well, I don't care how it is in the world. I care how it is in the Word. Amen. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. God is the highest answer right here in his word. Glory to God. So you've got to be ready to stand no matter what. Hallelujah. They'll tell you it's impossible. It can't be done. You're going to lose it all. This is it. Not according to my word. Amen. Not according to my Bible, not according to my God. Amen. Amen. So when you're standing in faith for something, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be confronted with negativity. You're going to be confronted with a whole lot of stuff. And so you've got to be ready. Have a made up mind, first of all. Have a made up mind. Have your mind made up that you won't be moved off of the promises of God no matter what. Amen. Have a made up mind that you're going to trust God no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what you feel. Amen. Your trust is in your faithful God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're going to stand until you see the manifestation of whatever it is you're believing God for. Hallelujah. From amen to there it is. Hallelujah. Made up mind. Not going to be moved. Trusting in the Word of God. Trusting in my faithful God tonight. Amen. Turn to Psalms 27. Psalms chapter 27. Verses 13 and 14. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. That's huge right there. It might sound like it was little, but listen. That's huge. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's a word for you tonight. Wait on the Lord. The Message translation says, I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. So be loyal and faithful to God, amen, and to His Word. Don't quit. Don't give up. God says you're a winner tonight, amen. He said that you're an overcomer tonight. That thing that the enemy's coming against you with right now that looks so impossible is not impossible with our God, because our God specializes in impossibilities. Hallelujah. All things with God are possible. Hallelujah. So don't quit. Take heart. Amen. Stay with God. Hallelujah. Stay with God. You can't lose if you stay with God. You cannot lose. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 35 and 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You might receive the promise. Amen? So don't cast away your faith. Don't throw away your confidence in the Word. Amen? And if you don't throw away your faith, great will be your reward, because you will receive the promise. You will get the answer to your prayer. Amen. You will see the manifestation of what you're believing God for. I haven't seen anywhere in the Word where it says there is great reward for the quitter. I've never seen anywhere in the Word that says you might as well just forget it. It ain't going to happen. No, I see in the Word of God that all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Hallelujah. And our God is faithful. Hallelujah. There's no great reward for the loser. No great reward for the quitter. But God says you are a winner tonight. Amen. He says you have already won. Hallelujah. You're already victorious tonight. You're already triumphant. Hallelujah. How many times should we be praising the Lord when we're sitting around worrying about, is God going to do something? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Sharon, I would look like a fool if I'm going through all this and here I am praising the Lord. Well, that's a good way to just whoop up on the devil, amen? Just give him a heart attack. Give him a hard time, amen? Right in the middle of your battle, when it looks like you're going under, just cut loose with the praise, amen? Just cut loose with worship and praising our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil don't know what to do with somebody like that. Amen. He said, I gave it all I got. He said, well, I ain't got nothing left. I gave him all my ammunition. I threw all my weapons out there at him. And here they are shouting and praising the Lord, acting like a fool, dancing before God, worshiping him. They act like they're victorious. They act like they're triumphant. Yes, yes. They must have been reading the Word of God. Amen. Amen. It's so anyhow.
Yes, it is.
Hebrews 10 and 39 in the Message says, but we're not quitters who lose out. Oh no, will stay and survive, trusting all the way. That's us tonight. That's you tonight, amen. You're not a quitter. You are a winner tonight. You're going all the way with Jesus, amen. You're not going to stop halfway through and say, this is too hard for me. I can't do this. Well, you know, we need to quit trying to do it ourselves, because if we try to do it in ourselves, we're going to get wore out. But when we give it to Jesus and say, God, I'm worshiping you anyway. I'm walking with you anyway, God, no matter what my circumstances are. Amen, I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a doubter, but I'm a believer and I'm a winner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's who he sees you as. Amen. Because he's already seen the end from the beginning. And he knows that you win. He knows that if you stay with him, if you stand on his word, you cannot fail. You'll run through that finish line. Amen. Victorious. Not dragging around, but victorious. A supernatural strength to you. Amen. A vitality to you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. David danced before the Lord, and his wife despised it. But God loved it.
Yes, amen.
Amen. He loved it. Glory to God. So when you're around the house and the enemy starts telling you all these negative things, you're not going to get this. That's not going to happen. This ain't going to turn out good. You just cut loose on some praise.
Yes.
Amen. You just dance like David danced. I'm dancing for the Lord. No matter what it looks like. No matter what the enemy says. No matter what they say. No matter what the news is saying. Amen. I'm a winner. I'm victorious. I'm triumphant. I can't lose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Are you ready to receive
what
God has for you?
Yes.
Because God's saying to you tonight, God is speaking to you tonight, not to quit, not to give up, don't get discouraged, because your victory is on the way. Amen. Because your breakthrough is just right there. It's just right there. Amen. So stay with God. Stay with God. Stay with his word tonight. Hallelujah. Stay with the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like some people came in here discouraged tonight. But God's saying you're not going to leave discouraged. Amen. You're going to have a new faith. You're going to be built up in your most holy faith tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can we put on some, or Patty, I'm putting you on the spot again. Amen. Let's get all the praise team up there. Amen. And let's have some breaking through praise tonight. Amen. Some breaking through praise tonight. Glory to God. Because God says you're a winner tonight. God says you're victorious. God says you're triumphant tonight. You are not a quitter. You are not a loser. You are a winner, and you're in it to stay. You're in it to stay. Did you ever see the movie Survivor? Oh, we used to watch Survival. Not a movie, but a show, whatever you call it anyway. It was rough. They went through some stuff, and I'm like, how in the world? They're eating bugs and just all kind of nasty stuff. But they wanted to be a winner so bad. Amen. And tonight, you already survived. Amen. You're already a survivor. You've already won tonight. Let's stand up. Amen. And give God praise tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough is on the way. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Sounds good. Sounds good. Amen. By the Spirit. Be ready to receive. Be ready to receive what God has got for you tonight. Amen. Be ready to reach out and receive what He has for you tonight, because He has a breaking through for you tonight. A breaking through. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy is saying, but I've been going through this for so long. But it has been this way for so long. But God says it ain't but a blink to Him. Amen. It hasn't lessened His power at all. Amen. He is on the move, and He is ready for that breakthrough in your life. It's on the way. It is on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah.